Christ was crucified in weakness.
I bless you today not to despair during times of weakness, for it is during the times that you are powerless, helpless, and hopeless that God has a chance to accomplish His power in you.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be glory. Ephesians 3:20 and 21.
I bless you to use your time of weakness to extinguish your own will, to allow God to conform you to His divine will in your thoughts, your purpose, and your actions.
Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 7:21.
I bless you to use your time of weakness to put an end to reliance on your own wisdom, confidence in your own mind, dependence in your own understanding. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight.
But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. James 3:17.
I bless you to use your time of weakness as an opportunity to live in God's power, to live in your Father's will, to live in the wisdom that comes from heaven.
For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. 2 Corinthians 13:4.
I bless you.